to say that retired laborer Mike Ferrari is patriotic is somewhat of an understatement.
But we met all three of these young men, and
his nickname, after all, is inspired by the war-fighting movie character Rambo.
One guy told me if they cut me, I'd bleed red, white, and blue. It's just the way I am, and it's a name I've had for about 20 years now, and it just, most people don't know my real name. They just call me by Rambo.
In the wake of the terrorist attacks on the United States in 2001, Ferrari wanted to contribute in some way to the fight against terrorism. Then, in 2003, he heard volunteers were building a memorial near his home in Illinois that would honor U.S. military personnel who died in the Middle East.
And I came over to volunteer because it was my way of fighting terror, because I was too old to go in the military at that time.
Ferrari helped build what is now one of the most extensive memorials honoring those who died in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The Middle East Conflicts Wall Memorial in Marseilles, Illinois, lists the names of more than 6,000 men and women who served in the Middle East since 1979 and died in the line of duty. More than three-fourths of the names are casualties of the nine-year-long Iraq War.
The rule number one of war is young men die, and there's no way to change that rule.
It is a rule that Ferrari's son Matt knows well. He served two tours in Iraq with the U.S. Army, including a stint in Baghdad in 2006 at the height of a bloody insurgency.
Caleb was usually on point of everything. He always had a joke about something.
Now, when he visits the memorial, three names on the wall have special meaning.
Caleb Lufkin, Gavin Ranke, and Brian Quinton. We were all in the same platoon. We had cookouts and numerous occasions where we were together all the time.
Hi, I'm Private First Class Caleb Lufkin.
All three of Ferrari's close friends died from wounds they sustained in a bomb blast while on patrol in Baghdad. Despite the loss, Matt Ferrari says he has no regrets about his service in Iraq.
There's not a part of me that asks, was it worth it? I know in my mind and my heart, when I went in, I did it of my own free will. I knew I was writing a check for up to and including my life. And as well as all the names on this wall, they did the same thing. They knew what they were getting into when they got into it. Do I think that it's a good thing we're out of there? Absolutely. Did it take too long? Definitely. Is anybody to blame for it? Not at all.
Though the Iraq War is over, Mike Ferrari says some battles continue for his son.
He'll live with the mental anguish of losing his friends and fellow soldiers for the rest of his life.
But Matt Ferrari has his father, also a veteran, and a community around him, committed to helping heal his war wounds, both visible and hidden, while remembering those soldiers whose names are listed on this Riverside Memorial. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Marseilles, Illinois.